Just a couple minutes, you're going to talk to Shane Carwin.
Am I?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for him?
I do, and I think you do too.
No, I do, but you should have some questions for him. I think you should ask a couple questions. You need to work on your interview skills.
Okay.
Okay? So jot down some questions, and then after this we'll talk to Shane Carwin, the interim heavyweight UFC champion of the world, about to be the all-round UFC heavyweight champion of the world. I'm not betting on it. Alright, yes, it's me. Alright, let's get on with it. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Jason Ellis, I'm here with Raw Dog, and of course now we have the greatest American alive, Shane Carwin. Are you there?
I'm doing alright, man. How you doing?
I'm good. How does it feel to be possibly the greatest American alive?
I don't know about that, man. I just live life to the fullest, you know, so...
See, the greatest American would never admit that he's the greatest American. That would be too egotistical, Raw Dog.
Of course.
See how he works? Mm-hmm. He's mysterious, yet he's in charge of the entire fucking country. You got it?
Yeah, I got you.
Take some lessons from this guy, Raw Dog. Okay? Shane, you can ride a bicycle, yeah?
I can ride a bicycle, yep.
There you go. There's your first lesson from Shane Carwin, Raw Dog. Learn how to ride a bicycle.
That's step one. I okay. Gotcha.
All right, so let's get into it, man, because I've got a lot of questions for you, and I know you're a busy guy, and I'm not going to put you in Awesome World because I don't want the phone to hang up, so
all right.
I'm just going to ask you as many questions as I can before the phone does disconnect, because that's what happens when I'm talking to people I want to talk to.
All right.
First off, the good for you drinks, I have to get that out of the way because I have a case. I have a vulgar display of good-for-you drinks in my garage, and people keep asking me, where do you get it and all that shit, and I know you're sponsored by them, right?
Yeah.
What's the deal with that? Where do you get it and all that kind of stuff? Because I don't really care where you get it, because I know where you get it, if you're me, in the garage.
Yeah. You know, that stuff, I think me and you got it before it's been even marketed in the U.S., so...
Where's it from?
It's from Canada.
Yeah.
Great Canadians up there, and man, I love those drinks, and you know, I think it'll be down here in the U.S. pretty soon, so you know, hopefully that stuff will come out here pretty quick.
Yeah, I got prototype beverages, Raw Dog.
Yeah, like experimental stuff.
Alright, so anyway, we know you're going to fight in UFC 116, and that's going to be in Vegas. Where's it going to be? Is that Mandalay? No.
MGM.
MGM. You're going to fight him in the MGM. And, I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard that he wasn't doing that much, publicity. And what's the show that the UFC do for a big upcoming fight? What's that called?
You know, usually they do that, the prime time and stuff.
That's right, prime time. And I heard that he was not agreeing to do the prime time. Is this true?
From what I know, yeah. You know, that's just from the producers and stuff that were here when they were filming Rashad and stuff were, telling me that he wasn't agreeing to it, so...
And he wasn't agreeing to it? Do you know why? Like, is he, I feel like Dana would not be pleased with that. Isn't it a good thing to do these promotional sort of things before a big fight like this for a title shot?
You know, absolutely, yeah, I think so. You know, I don't know what the deal is there. I don't ever get to hear a lot or, you know, I just go in there and fight and... You know, to me, it would have been fun to do, but, you know, also, you know, not having the cameras in my face for 3 or 4 weeks, 24/7, you know, is not bad either. But, I mean, it's something that the fans missed out on, I think.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that I was wondering, does it piss you off that he won't do that? Because I know that, I mean, as much as the cameras could get in your way a little bit, it also brings a lot of publicity to both fighters. I feel like, you know, he's obviously the bigger name right now. And him not doing this, or agreeing to not do this, brings shines less light on you. And I was wondering if you think, does it piss you off? And do you think that he didn't agree to doing it because maybe he's a little intimidated and he doesn't want to, he doesn't want people to see him train and he doesn't want to see what you're doing either?
Yeah, you know, that was my thought. You know, I don't know, maybe he just didn't want people in there to see how he trains and what his training is like, and, you know, to me, it's, You know, I was game for it because, you know, usually behind the scenes and stuff, I'm a jokester and I have a good time with my teammates and team and family and friends. And, you know, I think it would have been a good exposure for me for the fans to be able to see.
Yeah, I thought it would have been, I mean, I think, as far as I can tell, for a heavyweight fight, this is, because I think the UFC's really come back when it comes to the heavyweight division. I didn't think there was really hot, I mean, when there's things like Randy could go in there, he could lose to Chuck, then go to heavyweight and take the belt. It didn't say a lot for the heavyweight division. Nowadays, I think the heavyweight division is, once again, no matter, I mean, whoever's the heavyweight champion of the UFC is the champion of the world, because you do the pound for pound thing. Well, that's bullshit. What if GSP was fucking 250 pounds? Well, guess what? He's not 250 pounds. So if he fought Shane Carwin, he would get the shit kicked out of him no matter how much lube he had on his French ass. Am I right?
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. That's the thing I think, like, you know, Americans and the rest of the world are craving is those big heavyweight championship fights. And, you know, they're not getting that in boxing right now, and they haven't had it for a while. And you know, it brings back some, like, Mike Tyson era when people got pumped up for those fights. And I think that's kind of how people feel about this fight, you know, finally.
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, I've seen a lot of fights lately where big names or really talented guys, you know, I've seen some really crazy fights in the lightweight division and WEC, but nothing compares to a heavyweight bout. Just for one, you guys have got 4-ounce gloves on, but I just think it's so much, there's so much more power in the room. It's the craziest of moments when two people of your caliber face off with each other and you know that there's only a few seconds before they unleash hell on each other, because you can just tell, like, whoever's getting hit, you guys, you're fucking crazy. You're fucking crazy people.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing with the heavyweights. You know, you get those 4-ounce gloves on. I think what people enjoy about it so much is, you know, the spectacular knockouts. Things can end in one punch or one kick, and, you know, you get to see that with heavyweights across the board, I think.
Well, just to be a moron and ask a stupid question like I don't know anything about radio, will you fight GSP after you become the heavyweight champion?
Yeah, you know, that's a fight that I'm hoping to line up, maybe a super fight there, huh, an in-camp super fight.
There you go. Excellent. See how he rolls with the punches there, Roto? Also, when you become the heavyweight UFC champion of the world, can you fix the oil spill?
You know, I don't know about fixing the oil spill, but I'm definitely going to be doing some wakeboarding up here on some Colorado lakes, so I'm hoping to pop off a backflip before the end of the year.
Right. Well, I wish Nitro Circus still existed. I would like to challenge you, Shane Carwin, and the first person to make a backflip on a dirt bike, dirt to dirt. I think I got this motherfucker. He can beat me in everything else because I know he can dunk a basketball. But I don't even think a bike can hold your ass. I think if you took off a jump, the tires would pop. How much do you weigh when you're not before?
The last time I got on a bike and I was jumping was in college, and I was weighing about 265, and I went up in the air and kind of kicked the back wheel out, and when I landed, it folded it in half.
See, some things you can't have it all, Raw Dog. See that? Right. He's going to be the UFC champion of the world, but he can't ride a dirt bike like me.
You can't be good at everything.
That's right.
I want backflips, though.
You what?
I want to watch you do some backflips.
Yeah, so does everybody else in the moto world, so that I can land on my head. But I'll do it. I'm an entertainer. Can you find Bin Laden after you become the heavyweight champion of the world?
What's that?
Can you find Osama Bin Laden?
Oh, you know, I hope we find him soon.
No. Why can't you do it, Shane?
Why can't I do it?
Yeah.
Maybe if I get into the military or something.
Well, why can't you just join real quick, just for like a week, and they'll fly you out there? Or I'm sure after you win, you'll have enough money for a first-class ticket there, and just go there. And can you get this fucking idiot and just, you know what I mean, give him a bit of ground and pound, but obviously there'll be no ref to pull you off and finish the motherfucker.
There we go. How about our stellar military gets him, and then they can ship him into the octagon with me?
Mm. Think of the ratings of that one, Raw Dog. Shane Carwin versus Osama Bin Laden. It's just one round.
We'll do that jukebox, bare knuckle.
Yeah, bare knuckle. I want to see blood. I want to see faces being crushed. When you become the heavyweight champion of the world, can you get me a raise from Sirius XM?
Oh, I definitely get you a raise.
Looking forward to that, Shane. I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
I believe we're going to have a couple of questions here. I have a lot of questions for you, but I'm going to go to my co-host here, Rumble Tumskin, who has a couple of questions for you, Shane.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk to you, Shane. I think you are a tremendous fighter.
Wow.
Yeah. So, first question. If you had a time machine and could go back to any period in human history, when would you go?
It's kind of why I got the tattoo on my arm. I'd go back to those gladiator days, man. I think I'd do good in the Colosseum.
Oh, like classic, like Maximus style, just fighting off lions and shit. That sounds awesome.
Are you not entertained?
Yeah, some shit like that.
Probably not a very long life, though, is it?
Yeah, but at the same time, one hell of an answer.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
If you had a choice between living on the moon or living under the sea, what would you choose?
Hey!
Was that SpongeBob?
No, that was. I was just pointing out that Raw Dog's gay for asking that question, but feel free to answer, Shane.
There you go. If I could hang out with SpongeBob and all those guys under the sea, right?
Told you.
Oh, absolutely.
Because the sea's way better than the moon, isn't it,
well,
Shane Carwin?
If SpongeBob was there, I might pick Under the Sea, too, but he's not.
There's
a cartoon.
Not shit on the moon that I know of.
Yeah! Not shit up there, Tumskin! Next question, asshole. Hurry up.
All right, I have one other question. You're a mechanical engineer, right?
Yeah.
What is the rate of heat transfer per unit area through a copper plate 45 millimeters thick if one face is 350 degrees Celsius and the other is 50? And also assume the thermal conductivity of copper is 370.
Oh my god, you're such a
What an asshole, right?
Yeah, what a fucking asshole. I can't wait till he wins and comes in here and then he can ask you a couple of questions. Like,
you don't actually have to answer that question, it's okay.
That brings me back to heat and mass transfer, which happened to be my worst class in engineering.
You guys are both just fucking mumbling about something I don't understand at all. Let's get back to some real questions. Like, is it true you'll be the new judge on American Idol?
New judge? No, you know, I don't think I could judge that.
No. Be good if you could beat them up. What about if they lose, then you beat them up? That would be a great show.
What about you? You judge that show?
I would definitely judge that show. I'm not like Howard Stern. I am broke. So I would take that job, and I would tell them that they all suck. Which, then I just realized they wouldn't want me. But you know what? I would be a good judge, though. I'm in a band. I'm on the pop charts. I'd be like, look, you're all right. You're kind of fat. You know what I mean? You're a bit of a pig. You know, dude, you're kind of a little bit gay. Stop being so gay. You know what I mean? Stop wearing makeup and shit and just sing, man. What's with your weird-ass gay eyeliner? You're freaking me out. Yeah,
good
I'd be a great judge. What's that?
I said you'd be a good judge. It's good to be brutally honest.
That's right. They need me. My other question is the after party after you are victorious. You will have an after party in Vegas. Do you want Taintstick to perform at your after party?
Do I want who to perform at my after party?
Taintstick. Yeah. Taintstick. Yeah. Or you can have my new band, Death Die.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We should debut Death Death Die.
We need, like, at least one Death Death
one,
Die.
One song from Death Death Die. It's my alter ego. How much money do you make to beat up Shane Carwin? And are you asked to finish it quickly, or do you get more money for a submission, or are you looking to knock this man out no matter what?
When I beat up Shane Carwin?
Did I say Shane Carwin?
Did you say that?
Have you been fucking hanging out with Brock Lesnar?
Who's been punched in the face more, me or Shane Carwin? I feel like he has. How come he's smarter than I am?
Right.
Fuck, I hate my mind. Yeah, I mean Brock Lesnar, sorry.
Oh, yeah, you know, there's you know, some submissions that are a possibility. I think he's going to be tough to submit, but I definitely see a knockout in his future.
Man, that's a button I can play over and over again for the rest of my life. I really do. I mean, I feel like he is, he tries to play the bad guy. And you know, I spoke to Dana White the other day, and Dana said that he truly is, I can't use Dana's words because I don't know exactly how he did it, but he was explaining that Brock Lesnar is an asshole. And you've met Brock Lesnar, and how do you feel about it? Because I know I see your blogs on ShaneCarwin.com, and you're trying to be nice about it. You don't have any beef with the guy personally. You just you're just looking to fight, or is he rubbing you the wrong way in any way?
No, you know, I came out and I said some things, you know, like I think he treats people, you know, wrong.
Yeah.
nobody on this earth is better than anybody else, you know, and I feel like he just thinks he's better than everybody else. And, you know, I don't have any single beef with him, or, you know, I treat him just like anybody else. I mean, if he's going to be, you know, a dick to people, you know, that's just not somebody I choose to be around or you know, hang out with. So, you know, he is what he is, and, you know, I go in there and I fight my fight no matter what.
Right, so you guys after the fight will not share a Bud Light?
Probably not going to share a Bud Light, no.
Right. Notice how I said Bud Light, because that's the sponsor of the UFC. Fuck Coors Light. Shout out to Dana White right there. What's that?
I said hopefully I'll be toasting 20,000 fans with a Bud Light.
Hopefully. It's a done deal, my friend. It's a done deal. Do you think if you had to kill a bear with your bare hands, do you think you could do it?
Man, I'm from Colorado. My brother has worked with the Division of Wildlife, and them are some mean animals, bro. That would be one tough fight right there.
Be a good one. Maybe after you beat Brock Lesnar, you could fight a bear.
Maybe when I'm about 90 and I decide life's about over, I might do it.
Fair enough. Can you bend a spoon just by looking at it, Shane?
Oh yeah.
No, I knew that. I just wanted everyone else to know that he could do that if he wanted to. Can you, after you defeat Shane Carwin, can you legalize prostitution?
No, I'm not going to legalize prostitution.
Well, you can't.
My wife.
What? You just said something about your wife. I'm not touching that with a fucking 100-foot pole. Sounds good. Good answer, Shane Carwin. Let's move on to another question. Like, Ellis Mania 6, will you be a part of Ellis Mania 6?
Absolutely, if I don't have anything coming up.
Well, I look forward to seeing you in the ring, Shane Carwin, because if that's your answer, I will see you in hell, my humongous friend.
All right.
I'm going to be at the UFC 116. Look for me. I'm the guy with locks flowing. I noticed that you have shaved your head. Is this a sign of war, or what's going on there? Why'd you shave your head?
I'm having a war with my hair right now.
Mm. Who's winning?
Well, I think it's winning right now.
Mm.
The battle's going backwards.
Maybe you should... What about if you, after you win... Because I feel like you'll make a lot more money. Maybe you could get a $50,000 haircut, if you know what I mean. Like like my good friend Opie from Opie and Anthony, and then I'll get one as well, and then we'll all have locks, and then I'll call Chad Reed, and then we'll start a band called The Greatest of All Time.
There you go.
Yeah. Can you play an instrument, Shane?
I don't know, man. My fingers are kind of big for everything.
I was just about to say, is there any instrument that you can actually hold in your hands that doesn't crumble when you start to play it?
Man, I tried to play the guitar and it's a bitch.
Yeah, you know, here's a huge favor. Can you play the bongos with Brock Lesnar's face at UFC 116?
That sounds like a plan. Red
Dragons! I'm going to let you go because you have to train and you have to do a lot of stuff, but follow Shane Carwin on Twitter because he says more stuff than where to get a great steak and what else does he do? Got Shane Carwin, the website, is it ShaneCarwin.com?
Yeah, Shane-Carwin.com. Yeah, follow Twitter and stuff. There's always we're always doing giveaways and prizes and fun things on there.
I noticed you're giving away some Shane Carwin like t-shirts and shit like that all the time. You going to be sending some down to the Ellis Studios anytime soon, crack? What the fuck?
Absolutely.
What's going on? Oh, there's tickets to the fight we're giving away?
Shane and Good For You have been hooking us up, and we just want to let everybody know while Shane's here and thank Shane for hooking us up, but next week we're going to do it on the show. We're getting it all worked out with Sirius, but they're getting us tickets to the fight on July 3rd and airfare, and they're putting somebody in a hotel, and we're going to give away a bunch of Good For You. We got a bunch of cool prizes they hooked us up with.
Yeah.
Shane rules.
Wow. We sound like a real radio show, giving away UFC tickets.
We're big time as long as Shane is our friend.
Right. And when you take the belt, because I've been saving this fucking cocksucking what is this thing, cardboard cutout of Brock Lesnar, can you take the belt, can we set this on fire, or can he come in and destroy this on video, because I'm sick of this prick being in here, I'm sick of this guy being bad for the sport, I'm sick of him pretending to be the bad guy or whatever he is an asshole, can just knock him out, and then can we just set this dude on fire and then move on with our lives, please, bro, can you Can you just end this guy and start bringing positive vibes to the UFC? Because I don't appreciate this negative guy vibe anymore. It's not cool. It's not funny. I'm bored. I need a positive guy to be in there wearing the belt. And can you just do that for the kids, please, Shane? Please?
Absolutely, man. And then I'll make a trip out there, and we'll figure out something to do with that cardboard cut.
Yeah. I really appreciate it, dude. And as I said before, one of the greatest Americans, if not the greatest American, you should be the president when you retire after you kill the bear with your bare hands. because it's people like you that you, when I read your Twitters, and then you're a man of who has a job, who, you're now the interim UFC champion of the world. You don't sound any different than you did before you got that belt, and you inspire me to be a better person, and which I think inspires other people to be better people. Therefore, you are a part of solving the crime that is on our country with fat, useless whores that won't do anything for themselves, Shane. So thank you for being alive and being Shane Carwin.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I appreciate all the support, man.
Hey, you ain't seen nothing yet, motherfucker. all the best, and I will see you in Vegas. All right, champ?
All right, buddy. Take care.
Later, mate. Shane Carwin, ladies and gentlemen, the UFC heavyweight interim champion of the world.